On the 29th day of October, Halloween gave to me 29 cosmic vampires, 28 Bruce's bleeding, 27 monster elevators, 26 Busey's haunting, 25 Isabel's freaking, 24 Vincent's farming, 23 Cushion's ghouling, 22 Rutger's glaring, 21 Baby's killing, 20 Horsehead snorting, 19 D's renting, 18 Frink's perving, 17 Angel's stripping, 16 Demon's jazzercising, 15 Runes on parchment, 14 Joseph's whispering, 13 Seniors bleeding, 12 Creepy Masks, 11 Dancing Demons, 10 Catholic Monsters, 9 Priests of Miracling, 8 Jerry's vamping, 7 Jody's oinking, 6 Body Swapping, 5 Reeds of Wolfing, 4 Drunken Uncles, 3 Werewolf Colonies, 2 Spooky Sisters, and a Psycho who killed Janet Leigh. Boy, that front end keeps getting longer, doesn't it? Well, we've got a couple of more days to add to it, but here we are on October 29th. So happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to the weekend. I hope you have enjoyed this run of discussions about various horror movies this October. We've only got a couple left, but that doesn't mean that today is not a special one, because it is Horror Express, a horror movie that I kind of came to late in my horror viewing history, and has quickly rocketed up the charts as a movie that I dearly, dearly love. So, Horror Express is a film in which Peter Cushing and Christopher Lee, let's be honest, mostly Christopher Lee, are doing battle with an alien life form that is beyond their ken. You know, it's sort of set in the 19th century on a train in the, Near East, I guess you would call it, in sort of Siberia. There is talk of Cossacks, which is always fun. That's just a fun word to say. And so the movie is basically about these two British scientists, one played by Christopher Lee, the other by Peter Cushing, who are returning by train from an expedition in which Christopher Lee and his team have found this ancient fossil buried in the ice. And they are packing it up, throwing it on this train to take it back to England for study and, one assumes, eventual display. Peter Cushing is kind of a rival scientist who is more a little more freewheeling, certainly has a little bit looser morals, one might argue, in that when they're trying to get on the train, he's pretty willing to bribe, whereas Christopher Lee is less interested in such behavior and is much more of a, you know, very staid and upright kind of British citizen. There's a great line later where someone accuses them of potentially being monsters, and Christopher Lee says, "Monsters? Why no, sir, we're British." It's so good. But yeah, so they get on this train, and there's sort of a wacky cast of characters. There's a Russian princess and another woman who turns out to be kind of a thief. And there's a crazy monk on board, as well as the, you know, staff of security on board the train. And, you know, like I said, Peter Cushing and his assistant, who is really, really funny. Yeah, it's just got this, you know, weird assortment of people kind of balancing against one another. And Peter Cushing kind of elbows one of the guards and is like, "Hey, you know, if there were to be a hole tomorrow morning in this package, this big box that Christopher Lee brought aboard, to give me a look inside and see what's what, you know, these things happen and there might be some money in it for you." And of course, what is in the big box is not yet dead. It is a living creature that is sort of thawing out after being exposed to the elements. And what it is this alien creature that is possessed of the ability to jump from body to body thanks to its glowing red eyes. And it also, when it looks you in the eye with its glowing red orbs, it makes your eyes go all white, and it also smooths out your brain, which is something that I feel is happening to me in a much slower kind of fashion. But the end result of that is it sort of gets all of your memories and knowledge and leaves you a dead and bleeding lump on the floor with blood coming out of your eyes and your nose and your mouth and your ears. And it can even, as I said, kind of transfer bodies. And in that way, it's eerily prescient for a movie like The Thing. And I wonder if Carpenter did not see Horror Express at some point and thought it was pretty cool. And the idea of not knowing who the monster is it kind of stuck with him. This one, it's not as tough as in Carpenter's The Thing on account of the fact that once it jumps into somebody, they tend to get a big hairy hand, which is kind of a giveaway. But there is a point where, like, you as the audience know who the monster is, and the host of the monster is wandering around sucking people's brains so that it can figure out how to get the hell off of the planet and also potentially look for another host. But he's always hiding his hand, and you're like, wait a second, aren't you that monster? He's like, no, I'm just the train security agent. I just need to look out for our passenger safety and whatnot. But it's terrific. I really love that. I really love the glowing eye effects quite a bit. I think that is very cool as well. In addition to just what the monster does, the idea of this creature that comes along and sucks your brain out through your eyes. Without, like, not physically, it's not slurping it a la Jeffrey Combs and From Beyond, but it's definitely, you know, turning you into a mindless piece of sludge while it gets all your thoughts and memories so that it can use them for its own nefarious purposes. And we do learn that it is, in fact, an alien, and the way that we learn this is because they dissect the eye of this creature, and there's a weird kind of subgenre of maybe even a subgenre of horror films in which the eyes being this weird camera that captures images either at the point of death, which I think is an old sort of folk story that whatever it is that you're looking at, the last thing you see is kind of imprinted on your eyes. But in this case, they're able to kind of whip through a couple of pictures like it's a slideshow where they're like, uh-huh, and here's the guy that shot the alien, and here's a pterodactyl, and here's a brontosaurus, and here's the Earth from a point of view well outside of itself. So, you know, kind of an astronaut's point of view of the Earth, which is really cool. And so that's where they determine that it's an alien. And there's even a conversation with it, which I really like, where Christopher Lee, once they figure out who the alien is, and the alien's like, whoa, before you go doing something crazy like killing me, you know, I could cure all the diseases on your planet and so forth. And they decide that ultimately this thing is up to no good and it's not worth the trouble of, you know, saving everyone from disease. But I would be remiss if I did not also point out an actor who shows up at about the 1 hour mark of this movie, and that is Telly Savalas. Telly Savalas, you may or may not know, is an actor probably most famous for playing Kojak, but was also in some Bava movies like Lisa and the Devil, and just an actor who bounced around and was in a lot of European films and found some success on American television. And, you know, is sort of iconic for having this very bald head. Played Blofeld in one of them James Bond movies as well. So the guy got around. And he's a great screen presence. And in this movie, he plays a Cossack, you know, an honest Cossack, as he puts it, who is essentially trying to sort out what's going on this Horror Express when it stops at his station. And he and a regiment of soldiers get on board and they're like, all right, we have heard some weird shit coming out of this train and we are here to get to the bottom of it. And so everybody stand down until I can do that. And of course, the alien at that point uses darkness to kind of get around as his ally. Also, if you look at him when he's got the red eyes, that's when your brain gets sucked out. And apparently that's more effective when the lights are out. So he turns out the lights and then sucks the brains of all the soldiers. And the thing that's kind of cool about this is that at a certain point, all of these soldiers who have had their brains sucked out get up and start coming after the regular people, namely Christopher Lee and the Russian princess, who are trying to escape the clutches of the alien and his now brain dead minions, which is really kind of creepy and wonderful because they're all blank eyed and gross. And of course, our heroes do get away. They're able to essentially sequester all of the alien and his minions on the front end of the plane, and then they disconnect from it and let that part of the train go barreling off the side of a mountain after a switch is flipped to send it into its destruction. And all of that stuff is just very, very cool. That's the thing that I keep coming back to when I think about Horror Express, is that it's got all these elements of other movies. It's kind of a vampire movie. It's kind of The Thing. It's kind of a zombie movie. It's kind of a uptight, aristocratic Hammer kind of vibe to it. And then you've got crazy Telly Savalas bombing in to just be cool and talk about, you know, how God is going to pass judgment on liars and whatnot while he is laying in furs in, I think, the train station with some pretty lady that he's hooked up with. It's just the best. And so all of those elements sit alongside one another pretty comfortably, which is surprising because it could be a real mess of a movie, and instead it's just kind of surprising and fun and weird and terrific. And like I said, it's not a movie that I've seen a ton. And when I was a kid, I don't remember seeing it much at all. But as a grown man, it has become one of those movies, and it's available on Shudder and a couple of other services, but it's become a real go-to for me if I just want to throw something on and have it playing and kind of catch the scenes that I think are great. Because, you know, it's wonderful when you have those moments where you get to discover a movie relatively later in your film-going career where you're like, I don't know how I missed this movie, but it's really rad and I love everything about it. And it becomes a sort of a personal favorite when I feel like I should have seen this movie years ago, but I didn't. Somehow I missed it. And now that I've caught up to it, I just love it. I just adore Horror Express from top to bottom. It starts quick. It's got a good pace. The whole thing is not 90 minutes long. And in that time, you've got crazy monks and the space vampires and dissecting eyeballs and zombie Cossacks. It's just everything that you want out of a movie, quite frankly. And as we're nearing the end of our 31 Days of Halloween and getting to what I think, you know, my Halloween movie is the one that I think is maybe the most classic and the most scary and the most wonderful and all that. But Horror Express is in this final run of films because I think it's totally worth your time. If you've never seen Horror Express, do yourself a favor. Get yourself at the very least, a trial for Shudder. If for no other reason than to sit down and watch how weird and great Horror Express is. So, if you are a fan of Horror Express, I know a lot of people are, by all means, chime in. You can find me over at Legion Podcasts on Twitter and on Facebook. There's the Legion Podcasts Facebook group, and there's a Facebook page. And then you can find my regular horror show, The Dark Parade. There's a Facebook group for that, and you can find me on Twitter at Dark Parade Pod as well. So, yeah, drop me a line. Let me know what you think of Horror Express, or if you haven't seen it until now and are just coming around to it the way I am, we can, you know, comfort each other in solidarity for having somehow missed this movie until now. But it's so good if you haven't seen it. So, look, here it is. It's Friday. Enjoy the start of your weekend. It is Halloween weekend, so I hope you have a good time. Do some good work today, since it's the last day of the work week for, you know, a lot of us. And be spooky. That's important, because you've only got a few more days to do it, at least, you know, officially sanctioned by the government. you know, the government. And listen, come back tomorrow. We're going to have another movie. The last two movies ahead of us for our 31 days of Halloween this year. So thanks for sticking with me so far. We got a couple more movies to go, and I hope you join me for those as well. We'll see you tomorrow.